I'm Daniel from Victoria, British Columbia.
Hey, I'm Dan from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
I'm Ed from Westchester, Pennsylvania.
The Sound of Young America is produced independently and supported by listeners like you and me.
You should support the show like I did.
Just visit MaximumFun.org/donate.
It's the Sound of Young America. I'm Jordan Morris in for Jesse Thorne. Once in a while on the Sound of Young America, we ask creative people to tell us about a song that changed their life. Damian Kulosh is the lead singer of the Chicago-based rock group OK Go. They broke out somewhat unintentionally in 2006. They filmed an unofficial but highly choreographed video to their song A Million Ways in Kulosh's backyard. It wound up being an internet hit. Song again, another cup of clown, a pin, another glance, a half-hearted bell. Kulosh says that one of the most important songs he ever heard was Rocket by jazz legend Herbie Hancock.
I first heard Rocket by Herbie Hancock coming off of a school bus midsummer on the way to summer camp. So I was probably 5 years old, six maybe, and I remember stepping down off of the yellow school bus step, which is a pretty large step for a kid of that size, and looking up, and one of the, I think it was probably a camp counselor, it must have been a kid in his teens, but to me it was like, you know, this infinitely wise older person with really like a big shaggy head of hair and kind of like the sort of nonchalant, you know, rock and roll swagger, was holding a boombox over his shoulder, and this incredible sound was coming out of it. And I later learned it to be Herbie Hancock's Rocket. I literally was like stunned and shocked for a few minutes. The scratching sounds in Rocket were definitely, that was a whole new dimension in music. That sound was really aggressive and it was really hard. But the scratches themselves felt like texture to me. The thing that really got me was that melody. Like, it knocked me over. To me, it was the birth of music, where I was just like, wow, sound can do this to you? I mean, it was like discovering the opposite sex. You've gone your whole life without particularly worrying about girls, and then one day it's like, oh my God, that's really important. I went home, you know, I was like, Dad, we have to solve this problem. There's a song out there that means so much. And he was like, what was it? And I was like, I don't know. It goes down, 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 down. And my dad, to his great credit, actually took me. He was like, he had never heard it, obviously. Didn't know what I was. It was just a bunch of notes to him. He took me to Tower Records, walked me up to the desk guy at Tower Records and said, Damien, sing the song. And so I sang the song to the guy at Tower Records, and he was like, oh, that's Rocket by Herbie Hancock. And he took me over to the 7-inch singles section, and my dad bought me the record, and now I'm a professional musician. Rocket will never, ever grow old on me. It's simple, it's direct, and it captured sonically the feeling of that whole moment of rock and roll being reconstituted as this like robotic, electronic, futurist thing. And what's funny is that it basically became a hit because of its video, which then wound up, you know, happening to me 30 years later. I don't think that I make music that sounds a lot like Herbie Hancock, but I think the feeling I heard that day is the reason I chase making creative things as a career. You know, like trying to make things that make me feel that way, that have that alchemical quality where from sound in the air, suddenly you have emotion and meaning. It's like I spent the rest of my life chasing that feeling.
OK Go's Damian Kulash talking about Rocket by Herbie Hancock from his 1983 album Future Shock. OK Go have a new live album called 180 over 365. You can find them online at okgo.net.
The Sound of Young America is supported in part by Ask Metafilter. Thousands of life's little questions answered. Online at ask.metafilter.com. And by VG Kids, printers of t-shirts and other merchandise for touring bands, radio stations, websites, festivals, derby girls, record labels, national brands, and all the rabble-rousers, hackers, and entrepreneurs in between. Online at vgkids.com.